my utmost for his highest. After surrender, what? Jesus said, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. John 17, verse 4. Surrender is not the surrender of the external life, but of the will. And when that is done, all is done. There are very few crises in life. The great crisis is the surrender of the will. God never crushes a man's will into surrender. He never beseeches him. He waits until the man yields up his will to him. That battle never needs to be refought. There's surrender for deliverance. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. It's after we have begun to experience what salvation means that we surrender our will to Jesus for rest. Whatever is perplexing heart or mind is a call to the will. Come unto me. It's a voluntary calling. There's surrender for devotion. If a man will come after me, let him deny himself. Oh, the surrender here is of myself to Jesus. Myself with his rest at the heart of it. If you would be my disciple, give up your right to yourself to me. And then the remainder of life is nothing but the manifestation of this surrender. When once the surrender has taken place, we never need suppose anything. We do not need to care what our circumstances are. Jesus is amply sufficient. And there's surrender for death, which we read of in John 21, 18 to 19. Another shall gird thee. Have you learned what it means to be bound for death? Beware of a surrender you make to God in an ecstasy. You are apt to take it back again. It is a question of being united with Jesus in his death until nothing else appeals to you that did not appeal to him. After surrender, what? The whole of life after surrender is an aspiration for unbroken communion with God. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do.